Thank you, choir. I think they keep getting better and better, right? Alrighty, judges, are we ready? Timekeeper ready? Can we get the doors closed? And I now present to you our final junior contestant number three.
Your Eminence, Archbishop Joseph, Reverend Clergy, brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ is in our midst.
He is in our body.
God will recompense tribulation unto them that trouble us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that do not know God and that do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Then at that very time, the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and every bondman and every free man shall hide themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and shall say to the rocks of the mountains, Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? I have great difficulty imagining how frightful and terrifying the great judgment will certainly be. Flaming fire. I see the flaming sun in the sky every day, and although it's 92 million miles away, it still burns my eyes. And yet compared to the fire of Christ, the sun is dark. Mighty angels filling the atmosphere. I know my own guardian angel is with me, but I don't even see him, let alone a sky full with innumerable angelic beings. The blasting trumpet of the archangel. I've heard sonic booms before, but nothing compared to an earth-shaking, body and soul-separating blast of the archangel's trumpet. Such awful majesty that even the elements themselves melt with intense heat, says St. Peter. No wonder sinners ask for rocks to fall on them and mountains to hide them. This, brothers and sisters, is the coming great judgment. How can we live and endure through such winds, rain, and frightful storm that collapse the insecure houses of the faithless? How can we live through this and still be standing? The answer is provided for us in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 25. When the Son of Man comes in his glory with all the angels with him, then shall he sit on his glorious throne. Our Father among the saints, John Chrysostom, points out how blessed and how easy the Lord's commands were, pointing out that he did not say, I was in prison and he set me free, or I was sick and he raised me up again, but rather, you came unto me, and rather you visited me. Neither did our Lord request something costly when he was hungry and thirsty, but rather just bread and water, leaving room for us to show generosity. The ones the Lord condemned were those who justified themselves. They said, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto you? And the judge will say, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did not do it unto the least of these my brethren, ye did not do it unto me. My generation lives in Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and many other social media sites. And one thing that we often see in the comments of a photo or a post is the acronym YOLO. Now this stands for you only live once. And this could be a good message, saying that we should treat every moment like it is our last. But unfortunately, that is not how we often use it. It is often used and intended to say, you only have one life on earth, and therefore implying that you don't have an eternal soul, and therefore you should party, live it up, drink, and have fun, because you only have one life to do it all. Additionally, relating to this very sad message, in my own home city on the main thoroughfare, there's a billboard that's really sad. It's a Pepsi billboard with Beyonce scantily dressed on it. And at the bottom, in large print, it reads, Live for now. Think about that. Live for now? This message which thousands of people a day see is the exact opposite message which we hear in the passage of the Last Judgment. Brothers and sisters, we don't live to please ourselves now. We live for then. So let the thought of the great judgment be in our minds every day. And may we ask our sweet Savior to implant in our hearts fear of His commands, so that we may be counted with the righteous, be given boldness to stand in His presence, and hear those most blessed words from our Lord Christ, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Amen.